You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we'll be talking about the skills that you need to open a business and to scale your business. Now, I posted this on my Instagram page 2 days ago. It got a lot of traffic, lots of comments, and lots of DMs, actually, because people wanted to dive in a bit deeper in this message that I wrote on this post. So what a better opportunity is, to just share this with you guys on the podcast. If you do have any other questions, please DM me on my De Niro B page at DENIEROB. I always answer every single DM that I get. So point number one here is, no matter what you're selling, you need to know how to sell your ideas, products, services, and more. So you do need sales. Guys, sales is very important. I know a lot of people that want to start a business, and because the concept here is there's a misconception that an online business only requires you to sit behind a computer or a laptop and do everything with a few keystrokes, and then everything is going to be fine. Unfortunately, that's not the case, and I wouldn't say even unfortunately, because it's fun. It's fun to get better. It's fun to master new skills, to learn new skills, and to get out there, get out of your comfort zone, get better as a person. So sales is very, very important. If you thought that you could just hire someone else to sell your products before you know how to sell your product, you're in for a rude awakening, my friend. This is going to take a long time. Think about this. Who knows your product better than yourself? Probably no one. Right? So in order for you to hire someone and teach them how to sell your product, guess who needs to know how to sell it first? You need to know how to sell it first. Then when you're scaling your business and you know how to sell your product and you hire first salespeople, that's when you're going to train them, or maybe even hire, if you get to a point where you can hire a VP of sales or a sales director, that's all even a bigger goal, right? But see, you need to be the person that sets the standard for your business first. So sales, no matter what, is a skill that you need to own, to learn, if you want to start and scale your business. Two, copywriting. Just like sales, you need copywriting to get your products in the hands of your customers, both B2B and B2C. Now, I almost didn't want to write copywriting as another skill here, because it's very similar to sales. The only difference is that copywriting is on paper. It's writing that sells, whereas sales is you speaking. But copywriting nonetheless is very, very important, because a lot of people completely forget there's different ways that you can approach content on a slide if you're trying to get new investors, for example, or the content on a website if you're trying to sell your product to someone, or in a brochure if you're doing B2C. I mean, there are so many different ways that you can change the text in order to get more sales. And whenever you're writing something, always remember that there's probably a better way for you to word it to get more sales, to get more business, right? Point number three, money management. I looked at a post a couple of days ago, and it really, really resonated with me. It was sent, don't quote me on this, of course, but the whole idea here is that they said, if you mismanage $1,000, you will mismanage $100,000. But if you learn how to manage $1,000, chances are you will end up with $100,000 or more. And the post ended with something like, basically, financial literacy is not a byproduct of having money, but having money is a byproduct of financial literacy. So money management is something that you need to learn in order to make money. So do not defer learning that skill. Do not wait to learn that skill until you got money, because if you don't learn it now, you're not going to be able to get the money that you want, basically. Then point number four is operations and management. So operations management and management of people. Now, when your business becomes bigger, you need to hire and manage people and manage the processes within your business. So if you have a small business and you're just yourself, like a freelancer, basically,
you definitely need to manage the processes within your business. So like the onboarding process, you got to standardize it, right? You can't just have an onboarding process that's different from everyone because you're going to go crazy, right? Like you need to have a process that you can rely on every single time, because if you're closing a new client, for example, you need to know that you're going to put together a contract. You got to send out the contract. When you get the contract back, you send an invoice, you collect a payment with a credit card, then you enter this into maybe a folder so that you can refer back to it when you need so, when you need to do it. Now, with that said, when you scale and you hire people, you not only need to manage the process, right? The operations of the process of the onboarding, or like just how to do ads, for example, for me, because I have a digital marketing agency. But with that said, you also need to know how to manage people. And managing people, it's even harder than managing processes, because think about this. You can create a process, and the process, although, you know, it's hard to execute, but it's you that you're executing it, right? So like there's really not a lot of moving parts. But when you manage people, people are living people. People are people. People do things. They have their own thoughts. They're tired. They're unmotivated. They show up late. They talk back to the client when they're not supposed to. People are harder to manage than processes. You need to learn how to manage people. When you learn how to manage people, to motivate them, to keep them on track, to teach them to how to learn from their own mistakes and to get better every single day, once you get to that level that people want to work for you, that's when you have the power to scale your business, to free up your schedule, to have a business that you can rely on without working in it, but being the owner of it, all right? So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And as usual, guys, please, if you know anyone that's been struggling with starting and scaling their business, give them this podcast. It takes literally 5 minutes for them to listen to it, and it will give them so much content and food for thought, and it will also spark new conversations, new and interesting conversations with them. And nowadays, you know, like with so many stupid memes online and Instagram and YouTube videos that don't make sense, and TikTok, where people are literally wasting hours of their lives doing nothing, literally doing nothing, numbing their brain. These are the types of conversations you want to have with your friends, with the people that matter. Because if you have these types of conversations and 99% of the population is not, you're going to be part of the 1% that's going to be successful. And also, please subscribe to the podcast, because I release it every single day. And I don't even have that, like I don't even have ads. I only have one short ad on my Saturday podcast. I purposely don't want to monetize it right now, because I just want to create as much content and value as possible for you. So again, I release an episode every single day. It does make sense to subscribe to this podcast if you want motivation and information at 6 a.m. Eastern every single day. So I hope you enjoy the episode. And until next time, up your game.